So, you know, it is a very challenging and changing time for everybody that we're going through right now, because we're still feeling the effects of the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse we had last month. And so they are still working on us, and we're still feeling all the energies of those. And now we have the, you know, the six planets that are going retrograde over the next while. Well, we had Mars, it went retrograde on the 17th of April. We have Mercury going retrograde on the 28th. Of April. We have Jupiter, that one retrograde on January the 7th, and then we have Saturn, which went retrograde on the 25th of, oh, I should tell you when they end. Yeah, I'll go back and start. Mars on the 17th of April, and that finishes, goes all the way through to the 29th of June. And then we have Mercury that goes retrograde on April the 28th through May 22nd. We have Jupiter that went retrograde on the 7th of January to May the 9th. We have Saturn that went retrograde on the 25th of March to the 13th of April, 13th of August, sorry. We have Pluto that went retrograde on the 18th of April to the 26th of September, and we have Juno that went retrograde on March the 2nd, and that goes through to the 22nd of June. And so with the high point in all of that runs between April the 28th and May the 9th, because that's Jupiter leaves us on May 9th. At the end of May 9th. But for that period, in April the 28th to May 9th, will be a wild time. We'll be on roller coaster. And so, you know, we have to hang on to our hats and see all the different things that are going to happen to us. Because, you know, we have all of this along with the two eclipses. And of course, we have Wesak. If you go to the zodiac calendar, April, of course, is the first moon of the year, and that's a very powerful moon, bringing us resurrection. And now this full moon brings us Wesak, and the next full moon, which is the festival of humanity. So these are the three most powerful full moons of the year. And so, you know, it's just Jackie, your dog is barking.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did it.
So, you know, and Wesak, of course, is right in the center, and it's a highlight of the spiritual year, and it's a time for deep inner work. And so, it's now coming to fruition, you know, all of the seeds that we planted in April in Aries. And, of course, Taurus is the invocation of the Omega Point, and that is, know, universe, that I love you with all the grace and with all the power of the love of Messiah, that my awareness is eternally caressing all forms of reality, sharing this bliss in the most beautiful and creative manifestations. Let my heart be possessed by the spirit of truth. Let my existence be dedicated to the enlightenment of all consciousness. Let my enthusiasm be the light of love and truth for all to feel. Oh, let my touch be the highest manifestation for the will divine. Let my every action transform this reality into greater and more loving perfections. Let my body be the most sacred temple of truth. The Omega Point is here. Clarity of vision has been redeemed. And so that is the invocation of the Omega Point. And of course, this year we're awakening to clarity. And clarity, of course, is getting us to look at all of the different issues in our lives, because it's bringing us up to transparency. It is asking us to look at everything within our lives. It is asking us to look at the shadow side of our life. And it is asking us to understand all of the different aspects of ourselves and to embrace all of these aspects. Because all the issues like that we have, like anger and resentment and all these different issues that we have that don't want to acknowledge that we have, it is very important for us to embrace these, because this is part of the conscious awareness that we are moving forward with into the fifth dimension. And as we progress each step through the 13 steps, and of course this year at autumn equinox we're going through the fifth gateway, and so that will take us into it's an interdimensional portal, and it will take us through to a higher level of awareness. And so that is taking us to this whole place. And of course, well, we're here now at this time, with resurrection and Wesak and the Festival of Humanity, all of this has been brought very much to the forefront. So it is asking us to really, really look at all of the cosmic energies and the explosions that are happening, and the explosions that are happening within each of us. And I'm sure I put a link on there that you could go to the Earthkeeper website and see all of our his newsletter, and see all of the different crystals and everything that help you to walk through all of this. And it is just an amazing time for us to be on Earth and watch the dance that takes place as each of us spins and feel everything is in sync or way out of sync and coming into sync. So we'll have this whole sort of dance or roller coaster, whatever you want to call it. And it will spin us in all different directions as we connect with our avatars and beings and entities of light, the masters, the angels, the archangels, all of the ones that are coming forth to help us at this time. And so it is just a very powerful and amazing time. And of course now during this period of Wesak, we have a 5-day period where the energy of Wesak is really powerful. It has been for the last 2 days. Today is the festival of Wesak, and then for the next 2 days, actually it will be in about 2 hours time, is the exact time. And then we have the next 2 days where we will still be very much feeling the energies of Wesak, and we will have feel all of the energies of Buddha flowing through us, and Buddha of course represents wisdom. We'll have the Christed energies, which represents love, and these two major way shores coming together to blending the East and the West, and bringing us enlightenment and wisdom and love. And the blending of these two energies take us to a love wisdom and the mystical marriage of the heart and the mind. And so this is the really important thing. And I've had some friends who went to the Wesak festival in the Himalayas, and it was amazing. They said they was like they were drunk as they were walking around for the couple of days while the festival was on. And if anybody wants to have a really magical experience tonight, just lie in your bed at about 10 o'clock and just feel the energies of Wesak. Feel yourself in that valley and see the Buddha and Maitreya and the Christ come out to bless us, Lord Maitreya. And they come out and they bless us. And you can be transported to it. And it's just an amazing and wonderful experience if you get yourself transported there. And I just love for something like that to happen to me. Well, you just lie in your bed, and you connect in with the energies, and you see these mountains. You see that the photograph that was on my announcement, that is pretty much like the valley where it all takes place. And so if you just visualize that and put yourself on your bed and allow the energies to pop in, and you may be transported there, or you will have a vision of yourself being taken there. And it is just a very, very magical experience. Or you will be so far out of body that you won't even remember anything that you will have, like a deep, deep communication. And I've had several different experiences working with this. And it is just a very mystical moment, and it's beautiful what happens to one, because you have the energies of Buddha and you have the Christ energies, and both of them coming together in this love wisdom, and the cosmos is changed, and we're changed as we're lifted into this new experience of cosmic energy. And it shifts the vibration of the consciousness as well throughout the world. As each of us, shifts ourselves, so goes the world. Because we change our energy, and as we change our energy, the world about us changes. And so it's just a wonderful thing to experience. And I have had it where I have been transported there. I've had it there where I was taken into a deep sleep. And while my body was there, I don't know what happened to my soul and spirit and everything else. But they came back, and I was woken up when they came back. So I have no recollection of where I was taken or anything else. So it can be like going into a very deep meditation. You have no idea what's going to happen to you. And you just experience what you're going to experience. But if anybody wants to try it tonight, it's a wonderful thing to do. And the keynote for tonight is, I see, and when the eye is opened, all is light. And we're now in the period of light. We're light beings. And we're in everything is to do, there is no more hidden. Everything is to do with transparency now and clarity. Next year we're going to, the energy for next year is going to be awakening to wisdom. So we have clarity this year, awakening us up so that we're dealing with everything to do with our shadow side and everything else, and bringing ourselves into this place of oneness, so that we can be at one with the beggar in the side of the street. We can be in oneness with anybody from any nation, from any color, from any religion, and because everybody is where they're supposed to be. And don't forget that we have all these energies blending right now as well, because we're in the end times. And so we have race 6, which is fundamentalism and all of that very much in the forefront, but it is a dying ray. And so the energy of that is depleting, and the energy of ray 7, the Aquarian age of the water bearer, of the divine feminine, of the Christ consciousness, the unified consciousness, whatever name you want to call it, is coming forth in whatever works for you. And so all of this is the energy that's coming forth. And this is why, as we lift ourselves up into the fifth dimension, as we climb that Jacob's ladder, as we call it, and we take ourselves to this higher level, we can stand without judgment and look and observe. We become observers, and we hold our energy, and we become non-judgmental mental, and we stay in love, in forgiveness and compassion. And so because the second coming is taking place within each of us, as I've said many times before, there is no magical Jesus coming back on earth to be the second coming, for the second coming. The second coming is already taking place within each of us, because it is that spiritual flame, that golden flame that burns within each of us. We're in the golden age. We're moving deeper and deeper into the golden age. So the golden flame is taking us there. And the golden flame is the flame of the Christ consciousness, of the divine feminine. It is awakening us to the reality and the beauty of who we really are as spiritual beings, light beings. And we have all these avatars of light and beings of light and masters and angels and archangels and everybody working with us right now, helping us to move forward and to take the next step. And, you know, we take the next step by, as I said last night, in divine guidance is you ask for something and something pops into your head and you know that it may be right, it's right for you or whatever. You take the step. And if it's right for you, it will flow with great ease. If it's not the right step, you will get blocked. So we move forward in beauty and love. And so this is what it is taking us to. And so anyway, that's where we are with all of that. And we have this beautiful festival of Wesak. And so we will go into our meditation now. And so if we all take a few deep breaths and get ourselves to that nice centered place within each of us, opening our hearts to the beauty of who we are, to the love wisdom that flows, that resides within each of our hearts. Because the love wisdom is where we love with the heart and think with the heart. The wisdom flows from the brain of the heart. Because when we have love wisdom and we bring the heart and mind into oneness, we awaken the brain within the heart. And now we have the love wisdom in the heart, and we have the beautiful love that flows through each of us. Now we just take a moment and we feel this beautiful love that emanates from our heart. And as we feel this love that emanates from our heart, we see the golden flame rise from the deep, from the core of our heart. And we have this golden flame, which is the spiritual light that burns within each of us, that connects us to all the light beings and avatars and to the infinite creator. It's the connection. It is our connection. And we awaken this golden flame within each of us that is anchored within each of us and anchored where we live. Because as we anchor this golden flame within ourselves, and within our homes, that energy is emanating out into the world every day, pulsating out there as we meditate and pray every day. And as we quest our journey each day, walking down the street, in the supermarket, no matter where we are, this energy is emanating out from us, out into the world. And so we have this beautiful golden flame. And this golden flame is rising within each of us, and it is getting more powerful. And right in front of us, on the south, we have a blue crystal. And from that blue crystal comes a beautiful beam of blue light, and it connects with the golden flame, energizing the golden flame. And then to the north, we have an emerald green crystal. And from that emerald green crystal comes a beautiful beam of emerald green light. And that connects with the golden flame, energizing the golden flame. And then from the north, we have a violet flame bringing us the wisdom. And that violet flame, or that violet flame connects, issues, sends a beam of light to the golden flame, connecting it, energizing it. And to the west, we have an indigo crystal. And from this indigo crystal comes a beautiful beam of indigo light, connecting up with the golden flame, bringing it together, energizing it. And we have the four points, energizing the golden flame from all of directions. And we have representing fire, air, water, all of earth, all of the energies are here for us right now. And we are connecting these through our heart and through the golden flame. And the golden flame gets bigger and bigger. And we take this golden flame that's within our heart at this time. And it is getting more powerful and more stronger as it goes up to our high heart. And when it goes to our high heart, we lift and we take a beam of this golden flame. And we take it to the White House in Washington, D.C., where the golden flame is already anchored in the seal of the United States. And we connect in with that seal, and we connect in the energy of our golden flame, energizing the golden flame that is already anchored within the Oval Office. And now the flame is getting brighter and brighter, and filling the golden, filling the Oval Office, and filling all of the White House. Every room is getting filled in the White House. Everything that no longer serves humanity is fading away or being transmuted. We feel this energy. And the energy is building and building and building. And out through the dome of the White House shoots this beautiful golden flame. And the energy of this golden flame emanates all over Capitol Hill, touching all congressmen and senators and everybody, bringing about the golden age. They feel the energy of the golden age. They feel the change. They feel the things that are no longer working in government, that no longer serve humanity. And it creates chaos for them because they're not quite sure which way to go. So through the energy, we send this energy of the golden flame, bringing them divine inspiration, divine guidance in how to move forward, to see the way through. As the energy of the golden flame and the seven rays brings about all of the destruction and awakenings and the building of the new dawn. And we do all of this. We transmute everything that no longer serves humanity. And we feel this energy at work. And it emanates out all over America from Washington, D.C. And everybody feels this energy. And as each senator and congressman and everybody travels to their home states and their hometowns, they carry with them the vibration of the golden flame. And now we come back to our hearts, to the golden flame within our heart. And we start to lift this golden flame higher within ourselves. And we lift it up to our throat chakra, opening our throat chakra to speak our truth, to speak the language of light, to speak the language of love, of forgiveness, of compassion, understanding, awareness, of unified consciousness. We feel ourselves at one with the cosmos, with all of the people of the planet Earth. We feel the oneness. We feel how we come together, how we all step forward together. We feel this new energy of the Aquarian Age as it brings us to another level of unified consciousness, where we each become consciously aware of everything that we say each day. We listen to the sound that is within each of us. You may remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word is the sound. And the energy of the sound that emanates from our voices each day, from our throat, brings forth healing and love, understanding and compassion. We feel this energy as we heal with the sound of our voice. There's so much we can do with sound. All the different sounds of music, of bells, of crystal bowls, the chants. We feel all these sounds that brings transformation to our world. And now we continue on up with the golden flame, and it goes up to our third eye, awakening our third eye to the gifts of the Spirit. We feel the Holy Spirit. We feel her awakening us to the joy and the beauties. We feel her awakening us to the energies of Mother Mary, Isis, Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene. We feel all these gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, psychic abilities, forward viewing, all of these amazing energies that are gifts of the Spirit. We open ourselves up to all of these. And we give thanks for these blessings that flow in our life each and every day, guiding us to that place of greater awareness and understanding. And we feel these energies working in each of us. And we become aware of our gifts. We feel the telepathy that happens between us and Spirit. And for this we give thanks. And now we move the flame higher, up to our crown chakra. And as the golden flame emanates out through our crown chakra, it connects us with the cosmos, with the beauty of the universe. It connects us to the energy of Wisak, to the energy of Buddha and the Christ, the blessings that's given out this night. And we feel this energy, and we open ourselves up to this gift, and we give thanks for this blessing, and we feel it. We feel our connection to this mystical valley. We feel the blessings and the energy that comes to us of love, wisdom. We feel the love. We feel the wisdom. And now we continue on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our crown chakra. And here we connect with our soul star, our connection to the cosmos, our connection to infinite spirit, and here we feel our connection to all of the divine guidance, to everything that flows in. It is all filtered into us to our soul star. And here we are awakening our soul star to the beauty of the golden age, to the beauty of the golden flame. We feel everything in our life being transformed and transmuted. We feel the change. We feel the blessings. We give thanks for these blessings. And now from the soul star shoots a golden arrow, and attached to it is a golden cord. And it takes us up to the sun behind the sun that is connected to infinite spirit. And now we move our energies, and the golden flame, taking the golden flame with us, following up this golden cord all the ways up. Following the cord. Following the cord all the ways up to infinite spirit, to the sun behind the sun. And here we rest in the presence of the great creator. And as we rest, we feel the new awarenesses, new understandings, and blessings that flow into our lives. We feel our mission. We feel our divine path. We feel the pathway of the heart, the emerald pathway, as we rest in this energy of the great creator of infinite spirit. And we rest there, receiving what it is that we each need to receive. And then when we have fully received what it is we each need to receive, we bring ourselves back into our room, into our space, grateful and thankful for all that we have received this evening and for the many blessings and gifts that have touched our lives. So it is.